It's 0 degrees and there's a chance of flurries. I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. An Ontario poultry farmer says he was shocked to find out many of the workers he spent yesterday with were victims of a terrible crash. Albert Berger says he just said goodbye to a group of 16 workers who have been vaccinating chickens at a Stratford area farm. He says some of the workers contracted through other businesses were people seen for years a while. Others were new faces. Berger says 13 drove off in one van, while three left in a second van heading in another direction. A short while later, the crash happened just down the road from Berger's home, killing 10 of the workers in the first van and a London man driving a flatbed truck. The nominees for the 41st Annual Juno Awards were announced at a press conference this morning in Toronto. Sloan is up for Rock Album of the Year. It is the ninth nomination of the Halifax band. Multi-instrumentalist Patrick Penchlin says it still feels special.
I think every time it feels a little different because we're a little bit farther into our career, and we were just saying that, just realizing today that we're together 21 years this month, like basically now. So to release the 10th record and to have it recognized, it's nice.
A Newfoundland school has apologized and the teacher is being punished at the moment for spraying air freshener at a student. The victim was a 10-year-old boy who ate fried fish for lunch and his fellow classmates were bullying him before the incident happened. It took place at Twillingate Elementary Island School. Further investigations are on the way for details. Tim Hamilton had quite the surprise when he went to get his SUV parked outside his cabin near Waterton Lakes National Park in southwestern Alberta. The story happened last fall, but this is just coming to light now. The grizzly had inadvertently got into his unlocked vehicle and is believed the wind closed the door on him.
The garage door of our garage was open and the light was on, and I was then panicked that the bear was in the garage still, and called a neighbor who came over with a rifle just in case, and it turned out the bear had not been in the garage at all, but rather had either bit or stepped on the garage door opener while he was in our vehicle.
There was about $60,000 in damage. A new study in the U.S. finds that bread and rolls are the number one source of sodium in the American diet. Dr. Thomas Freeman of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the foods we would suspect as the biggest culprits in making our diets too salty are surprisingly low on the list. Potato chips, pretzels, and popcorn are what people think are the saltiest foods in the diet. They're only number three, resulting in 3% of the sodium we consume, said Dr. Thomas Freeman. That's 91X News to Johnny Boldrick with sports.
After a big night in the NBA last night, the association plays a more pedestrian schedule with only 6 games on the hardwood tonight. Utah travels to Indiana. The Thunder rumble into Golden State to battle the Warriors, and Sacramento looks to crown the Minnesota Timberwolves. Finally, the Cavs look to extract a measure of revenge on their former superstar as Cleveland will take their talents to South Beach to take on LeBron and the Heat. U.S. President Barack Obama has offered his personal congratulations to the New York Giants on their Super Bowl victory. The White House says Obama called Giants coach Tom Coughlin Tuesday morning. The president reportedly told Coughlin that the Giants' win was a testament to his leadership. Obama told Coughlin he looks forward to welcoming the Giants to the White House, as winning team sports teams are usually honored there. They say speed kills. Emilio Bonifacio is hoping that speed actually pays. The newly named Miami Marlins are currently in salary arbitration with the versatile player. Bonifacio will hope to see a significant raise in his salary. The 26-year-old earned $425,000 last year, but has requested $2.2 million this year. The Marlins have countered with an offer of $1.95 million. It looks like Yoenis Cespedes is one step closer to becoming an MLB player. The 26-year-old has just received his visitor's visa so that he may enter the United States. Cespedes is expected to meet with the Miami Marlins tomorrow. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91x weather.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy with partly sunshine. 91x News on the air and online. I'm Dan Canatero, Johnny Boldrick. That's news is next at 5.
Oh, this is 91x. CJLX.